Welcome back, mga kati. This is your cha-astrologer, Gemini na si Bern.
And this is your cha-astrologer na Scorpio na si Nikki.
And this is your cha-astrologer na Virgo na si VP. And welcome to
Cha-Astrology, the podcast.
Dami energy talaga.
Oh, nabuhay na buhay tayo. Akala niyo hindi ano.
Yes.
Hindi nag 8 hour shift.
Akala niyo walang creative slump.
Oo, akala niyo walang
meron.
Ano yan? Penumbral eclipse.
Oo. Akala nyo wala, pero meron. But again, you're listening to the podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, moon, and stars. So whether you're a Libra or a Cancer or yung weird nothing friend na Aquarius, we'll talk about you and your sign when the time comes. Kung kailan yon, ang universe lang ang nakakaalam.
Woo!
Yeah. Ayan, yeah. Nagdaan na naman ng isang week at meron naman tayong panibagong week ng episode. Akala mo naman napaka-formal na itong sinasabi ko.
Correct.
Oo nga eh.
Akala mo yes. Naman ano, structured.
May script ka, girl.
Oo nga. Nasulatan mo pa ng script?
Hindi. Ako pa. Ako pa ba? Ay, by the way, sobrang ano, kasi may nakilala kami ni VP like over the weekend na new friends. Tapos, sobrang nakakatawa na ano, like they recognize our voice out in public.
Oo.
Uy, totoo.
Like they're listening to the podcast. Tapos parang nung nagsasalita kami, parang, oh my God, you are the voice.
Tapos, oo. Tapos nung dumating na ako, parang, oh, you're the other voice. Oh,
yeah. Hello.
Oh my God. Shout out to Amanda.
Hi.
Hello. Wow. Sa ano?
Because she might be listening.
Sa mga new friends natin, tinawag tayong The Voice.
The Voice.
The Voice.
Not a voice. It's the voice.
Actually, di ba, sana nandun si Nikki para talagang kompleto, like, cha-astrology the podcast live.
True.
But honey was drowning in work.
I know.
Yes.
It was a Friday, but yeah. Ayun, yun lang. Tapos may parating akong donuts in a bit. So, baka mawala na naman ako.
Ayan, ang galing.
You know what? I hate you. Having donuts.
Correct.
Ako daw yun nanalo.
Ako ng donuts eh.
Ako daw yun nanalo sa raffle eh. So, gusto ko lang i-shoutout si Rodney.
Ayoy.
Hey, Rodney, baka pwedeng QC din yung donuts.
QC. Layo eh.
Baka lang umabot. Kaya naman ng Lala Move yan.
Oo, or diba? Mr. Speedy.
Oo.
Ayan, salamat sa mga lagi nagpapadala ng food sa Cha-Astrology the podcast.
Yes,
nananabana kami. Thank you so much.
Totoo, di ba? Parang pinadala ng soju si Nikki, pinadala ka ngayon ng donuts.
Ng
diba?
Kutsinta, ng chicken tocino.
Nagpadala na ng kutsinta.
Yes.
Ano pa ba? What else did we have?
I don't know.
I forgot. Basta we probably ate that na. So.
Oo. Wala na siya. Naubos na siya.
But to anyone listening right now, at kung medyo ano, you're feeling generous, yes, we're always hungry.
Yes. That's true. That's very
we're open
true.
To ano. Oo. Dahil either open kami sa sponsorship sa mga brands dyan or open din kami sa pagkain. Mm. Yeah.
Or kung brand ka ng pagkain, why the hell not? Diba?
Why the
diba?
Hell not?
Oo.
Mag-uusapan naman yan.
Mm-hmm. Diba mang inasal? Char.
Siguro ano na, this is the time na palitan natin yung intro natin. Ha? So whether you're Mang Inasal or Lucky Mi Pansit Canton or Jollibee,
we'll talk about you
and your brand.
Oh, diba?
We'll talk about you and your brand for like an hour. And that's so much awareness.
Correct.
Yeah.
your existence. So yes, please just contact us at chastrology at gmail.com. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Anyway.
Ito,
mapapagalitan na naman tayo. 5 minutes na hindi pa rin natin alam yung topic. Eh.
Ang dami kuda eh. Eh, mas marami pang kuda mamaya. Nakudo.
Oo nga. Kaya, anyway. So, Nikki, anong ganap today?
Ayoy. E di ano, yung ano pa din, yung ating main theme for this season is yung compatibility. And, Oh my God, nasa pang 10 na tayong set.
Oh my God, 10th episode. Oh my God, we're almost, oh my God, December na pala.
Yes. It really is December na.
Oo, kailangan na natin matapos.
Oh, like when this like when this episode comes out, December na, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sakto talaga. So, ayan. Ito, pang 10th set, again, in any random order, we have Libra and Pisces, Taurus and Virgo, Scorpio and Capricorn, Aries and Cancer, Sagittarius and Aquarius, and Gemini and Leo.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what to feel.
Yes, it's a very odd mix.
Alam mo, ano, for those of our listeners who are listening, malamang.
Kaya nga listeners eh.
Season. If you'd notice, before this episode, may mga parang patterns, diba? So like, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, tapos ipipair siya dun sa, ano, sa iba't iba. So we always, yung left side is always Aries, Gemini, Taurus, Cancer, sa ganun. Ngayon, dito sa episode na to, wala na, labo-labo na po tayo.
Naubos na yung ano eh, yung sensical na ano eh, permutation.
Labu-labu astrology? Halo-halo astrology? Yes.
Any astrology?
Any astrology. Uh-oh. Gusto ko yun.
AI, ang ganda.
As in E-N-I, ganyan. E-N-I.
E-N-I.
Kasi yung last week, struggle astrology ngayon. Halo-halo astrology. Any astrology.
Right. Ayun. So yun pa pala if ever may request kayo na compatibility, most likely since we're on our last 4 episodes for this season, most likely natakal na namin yan. So balikan niyo na lang yung mga past episodes namin.
Yes. And sige na nga, maglalabas na ako ng listahan para mahanap yung episode nung may mga pairings ninyo. Oo, diba?
Ayan. Tsaka take notes. Yung iba nating listeners, they're actually taking notes when they listen to the episode.
Oh, yes.
Diba?
As in,
so,
may handwritten notes.
Oo.
Diba?
And I love that. Na parang, wow, effort.
Sobrang nakakatuwa, actually.
Ang galing. Tapos malinis yung notes nila.
I remembered how I took notes in... back in college, tapos parang sabi ko, wow. Like,
diba?
Is this like how they make notes like in school? Kasi iniisip ko, ang bilis-bilis ng discussion, ang bilis-bilis ng lecture, tapos ang ganda ng notes mo, paano?
Diba? Nag-take ba kayo ng course in bullet journaling or something?
Kasi ako sobrang labo-labo lang talaga. Ano, parang, bahala na. Makikita ko na lang din yan.
Paano mo ginawa?
Makikita ko na lang din yan. Yes
naman.
Totoo. Sige, game. Mag-start na nga tayo. Ang dami na naman natin tangent.
Correct. Tangent astrology.
Sorry. Then, na-miss lang natin mag-record. Wow.
Oh, yes.
Na-miss lang natin ang isa't isa. Kaya ito, papaikutin ko na ang ano.
Ruleta.
Ang ruleta ng kapalaran. At ang una niyang napili ay Aries and Cancer.
Uy, unang-una. Okay.
Mm-mm. Dahil halo-halo astrology to or any astrology, wala tayong theme, no?
Oo.
Wala.
Kung ano na lang. Oo, tulad ng pairing na to, any kasi.
Correct.
Kasi you have one that is very fiery and very parang, tawag dito? Head first, headstrong.
Mm-hmm.
'Di ba? Tas you have one that is very reserved and sensitive.
Uh-oh. I am cute. Like, this is like a dumb sub relationship.
Medyo.
Uh-oh.
Kapag nilagyan mo sila ng coconut milk, ginataang alimasag na to.
Ay, ang saya. Niluto mo yung cancer.
Oh, fire sign si Aries. Iluto natin si fire cancer. Fire sign si Aries. Diba?
Oh my God. At ganyan, nagugutom ako.
I know, I haven't eaten yet then. So.
Ayun.
Pero, di ba? Medyo, hindi lang sila opposites eh. They're just like, extremes.
Totoo.
Okay.
Sabi
nga, yun nga, sabi dito na, yung compatibility nito, they bring together two incredibly different personas. And caution is strongly advised. MTRCB ba ito?
May ano?
No, pero ano?
May warning.
May music.
Siguro. So first date nila, no, pagkakita nila, first time in person, may tutunog na lang randomly, ang susunod na relasyon ay rated PG.
Relasyon?
May mga masaselang tema, lingwahe,
karahasan.
Horror.
Droga.
Oh my gosh. Ang ganda.
Pero yun nga, kasi ano, sabi dito, the love tension leads quickly to rage and resentment kasi pareho silang hard-headed zodiac signs, to be honest. I mean, kilala natin si Cancer as being soft, being sub, ganyan. Pero, di ba, meron silang undercurrent na ano, may dark undercurrent sila. Yeah. So, yun. Ayun.
Yung pagiging manipulative nila, they will use that against you.
Mm-hmm.
And parang isang malaking good luck na lang in surviving that. Ganon. Pero yung when these two signs nga come together, medyo parang labo-labo din na kasi you have one sign that is the sign of self, si Aries, di ba?
Yeah. Oh yes.
So yung strength niya or yung energy niya comes from within, from the self. Tapos the other sign, yung Cancer, is the sign of home or environment, di ba? So yung again, energy niya nanggagaling sa paligid niya. So you have an introspective energy and an extrospective energy. So parang paano mo pagsasamahin yung dalawang to?
Yeah.
Oo nga. Ito din, meron din silang pinagkaiba sa things na vina-value nila. Aries gives a lot of significance to someone's state of energy, focus, and consistency. While Cancer values the ability to stay rational and stable, and these qualities they have a difficulty of achieving or being in a state of emotional balance. Oh my God. Medyo wala talaga.
Parang akala natin we done and did the worst pairings. Dun sa good luck girl episode, sa between walang ningning.
Ito din.
Parang, nakakasad.
Wait, may dadagdag ako kasi ang sabi nga nila, sabi dito na they're hot and cold kasi, di ba si Aries is very no bullshit, very direct na type of person. Tapos si Cancer naman yung siya yung indirect, siya yung medyo passive ganyan.
Passive aggressive. Oo.
Like they do like a roundabout way of doing things. And medyo si Aries parang what the fuck is happening? What do you mean? What are you saying? Like just say it. Ganyan. And Cancer diba? Was like, hindi, dapat alam mo na kasi yun.
Ganyan.
Like, hindi ko
maintindihan. Ko na to.
Silang dalawa yung epitome of nyanyari. Nyanyari sa inyo.
Bigyan na lang sila mag-aawin ng ganyan.
Kasi nga, di ba, parang you have a fire sign and you have a water sign. So too much water can dampen the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Di ba? And too much fire naman can make water evaporate.
So, steam.
Oo, hala, wag naman sana magpatayan yung dalawang to.
Sabi sa iyo, eh, maluluto lang yung isa dyan. Ay, so. Dagdagan mo na lang.
Either yung isa maluluto.
Oo, oh,
either yung isa maluluto or yung isa magiging ano, kaldereta.
Kalderetang kambing.
Drowned ram.
Hindi ba? Pili ka.
Ram siya, di ba? So, sheep. So, lamb.
Ay, uy, matawan. Maarte, di ba? Oo.
Is ram
Sima levels, ganyan.
Oo, pwede. Alam mo, nakakainis yung Google, by the way.
Bakit?
Na when you search RAM, ang una niyang ibibigay sa iyo is random access memory.
Oo nga naman. Oo nga.
At least yung hindi yung ibang RAM, 'di ba?
Me daddy.
RAM me.
Oh lord.
Right. So sige, yung isa ano, yung isa roast lamb.
Uh-oh.
Yung isa ginataang
alimasag.
Ano, alimasag.
Pero yeah, yun nga, medyo malabo talaga tong ano na to, yung pairing na to, kasi one is too emotional, one is too direct, one is too
upfront.
So parang good luck talaga diyan. Kung may nagwo-work siguro, pwede natin tong isama dun sa list ng mga matinding compromise, I guess. Or maybe
outliers.
Or maybe like marami silang other placements at chart nila like compensate for being what they are, like whether they're not so much an Aries, not so much a Cancer, but yon. Pero in like kung sun signs lang, good luck.
Diba? Parang honey, this is no.
Tsaka ano, ang delikado dito kasi like yung wounds would be more emotionally for both.
Yeah. Totoo.
Yeah. Oo.
So, 'di ba, good luck.
Pero ang ano naman, parang to close this medyo sad compatibility reading. Medyo pa ba 'yon, or like should I just say it, it's a sad compatibility?
It is a sad reading.
'Di ba? Parang the way that it's going to work is that they have to find where a fire and water sign would work well with each other.
Correct.
So parang, diba? How can either water contain the fire but keep it burning, or how can fire continue to burn without ano, making your water
evaporating
your water evaporate.
Yeah.
So parang, it's more of quietly supporting each other while still taking the forefront of parang your personal pursuits.
True.
Ganyan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Diba? Wow. Advice column.
Okay, I'll be back. My donuts are here. So, tuloy nyo lang yan.
Okay, so.
Ay, nako.
So, sige. Habang iniinggit tayo ni Vern at kinukuha niya ang donuts niya.
Okay.
I-re-reset ko lang itong ano. Itong wheel ng kapalaran. Ang konyo ko doon.
Ganda.
Ano to? Ruleta ng kapalaran. And syempre, remind muna natin ating mga listeners na you can listen to all of the other episodes.
Yes.
Na meron na tayong 9 other sets of compatibilities between the signs. Diba? Ang dami na nun. Just, diba? Just go to Spotify and search for Cha Astrology, or you can also listen to other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere else, Radio Public, Overcast, whatever. Yeah. Just go to Linktree, diba? That's linktr.ee/chaastrology. That's TSAASTROLOGY. Yan.
Perfect.
And nakabalik na ba si Bern with his donuts? Okay, sige.
Sige lang.
Naririnig pa daw tayo ni Bern.
Ni Bern.
At kinukuha niya ang kanyang
recording.
So, kinukuha niya ang kanyang donuts. Sige, paikutin ko na to para makapag-prepare na kami ni Nikki ng aming pag-uusapan. Taurus and Virgo.
Ayan, wow. Okay. Nagkakasunod-sunod.
Oo nga. Para sunod-sunod. Mm-hmm. Taurus and Virgo.
Both earth signs.
Oo nga eh, two earth signs. Alam mo, personally, nanggaling na ako dito.
Ay.
Nanggaling na ako dito sa ano. Akala ko tinawag ako ni Bern na Kuya Grab.
Kasi oh, narinig ka. Okay,
okay. Hindi, sige, we're gonna pretend
it's still rolling.
The burn is not there. Yes. Sige, so Taurus and Virgo muna. Actually, I would like to share.
Ayan, na
I've been in a Taurus Virgo. Excited. Uh-oh. I've been in a Taurus Virgo relationship and it kind of works, but parang what I siguro looking back lang, mm-hmm. if there was one thing I could change about it is yung pagiging overly domestic namin parehas.
Ooh.
Now, when you put these two together, they are just domestic, 100%. Ganyan.
Like, diba? Acts of service.
Kasi, ano, ang sabi din kasi is, Taurus and Virgo daw is a union of innate practicality. So, diba? Na parang they both employ practical things in their daily lives. So, when they solve problems or they deal with their own shit, ganyan,
mm-mm.
they go the practical route. Diba?
Of course. So, being earth sign.
Oo. So, parang, I think that can make them work well together. But also, yun, dun din sila nahihirapan. Andun uh-oh. Sila nalalabuan. Kasi parang, after a while, it parang removes them from a context of a relationship and places them into a more platonic
partnership. Context.
Oo.
Alam diba? Mo, sakto din yung nababasa ko. Kasi, mm-hmm. again, being earth signs, they're kind of stiff with their emotions.
Yeah.
And the only way that they can overcome that if they're not both too stiff and too afraid to get hurt. Kasi mm-hmm. being earth signs, they're also defensive. They can build a strong and deep emotional relationship with mutual respect intact. So, ayun. Mm. So, they want to preserve their dignity and they want to keep that, ano, that steadfast appearance. Pero, if they can prolong the relationship or they can be in a relationship if they're not too defensive about or being too afraid of getting hurt sometime.
So parang yung nawawala, eventually parang nawawala yung love.
Oo, kasi can it we becomes say that? Too routine.
Oo. So, diba, medyo labo din talaga tong dalawang to eh. Ano na?
Uh-oh.
Ano na kayo dyan? Diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi, yun din actually, yung ano dito is that, parang, ang sabi dito, na Taurus is the more sensual and indulgent sign, while Virgo naman tends to be inhibitive.
Oo.
Parang,
controlling.
Diba? Oo. Yeah. Si Taurus yung parang, si Taurus yung accept ng accept, si Virgo yung resist ng resist.
Totoo.
So, parang labo nyo. Ba't pa nangyari to? Ganyan. Saka ano, yung pagiging stubborn ni Taurus, eh, sometimes, parang it can lead to Virgo criticizing themselves even more. Kasi parang, diba, hindi ba ako nagko-connect? Hindi ba ako nag-make sense sa'yo? Ganyan.
Oo. Am I doing this the wrong way? Kaya hindi mo nagiget? Parang ganun ang mangyayari kay Virgo. Oh my gosh.
Hindi niyo may intindihan na Taurus just likes it that way.
Oo.
No, ano. I'm back. Kasi,
oh my,
welcome
hi,
back.
Welcome back. Ayan.
I have my donuts kasi, here.
Buti ka pa may donuts, kami meron lang kaming, kami ni Nikki ngayon medyo may konting ano eh, sadness and regret.
Yes.
Kasi pinag-uusapan namin yung Virgo Taurus now and parang it's what starts as a love relationship ends up as a platonic, I don't know, partnership, ganyan.
Yeah. So this is Taurus and Virgo, right?
Virgo. Oo.
Ayun na nga.
Mm. Mm.
Ano siya?
Yeah.
I heard what Nikki said kanina na parang it becomes more like a practical partnership. Mm-hmm. Like nawawala yung love ganyan. Tapos wala akong dadagdag. I'm too distracted by the donuts. Thank you sa dozen again, Rodney.
Ooh. Rodney baka naman. Diba? Or Krispy Kreme baka naman. Diba? We're not exactly like the glossy kind of show, but
yeah.
We can sell your donuts.
So of course. We will.
Diba? But sige, mabalik ko lang dito. The thing naman daw kasi that can make Taurus and Virgo work is that they're both devoted and romantic.
Kahit
na procedural sila parehas.
Oo.
That's
naman
true.
When it comes to romance.
Yun naman ang key or hallmark signs ng earth sign. That kahit ano yan, kahit procedural, kahit robotic,
mm-hmm,
itupupush nila yan hanggang ma-achieve.
Yeah, yeah. Parang they have a tendency, kasi the earth signs, they have a tendency to make things last. Diba?
Yes.
Relationships last, ganyan. Like, sobrang tagal.
Except for me.
Sobrang tagal.
Ow.
I mean, like, matagal ma... How do you say that? Matagal maubos yung peace nila.
Bago mabuwag ng tuluyan, ganyan.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, oo, kasi both Taurus and Virgo, parang you really have to burn through them when it comes to relationships.
Totoo.
Bago sila mapagod and magsawa, ganyan. Oo. But yun nga, medyo malabo kasi parang you're just gonna have to accept, I guess, na after a while, love won't be there or as evident. Oo.
Oo.
But, you know, it's still there.
It's still
there. Hindi lang siya as sweet as Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts.
Ayun na nga. Oh my God. I missed that.
Diba?
Nandaan yung
sobrang
ano eh.
Sobrang na yun.
I have 12.
Sarapin sa kape.
Saya
mo ha.
Sana may red light na nagpa-flash ganyan. Para free donuts. Ayan. But sige, to close this chapter. Well, chapter.
Wow.
this pairing. What can make them work naman is that their dedication towards their goals can be something na they could they could really bond over. Na parang, just help each other get to their goals. And
in fairness,
yun yung parang
totoo.
Magpapa-work sa kanila. So,
yung parang nag-i-inspire sila sa isa't isa.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Diba? And ano naman yan? Wow, bakit parang nakakasad yun?
Medyo.
Kaya nyo yan.
Dapat happy siya kasi same element pero hindi rin pala kasi ganun talaga. Hindi rin maganda yung same element.
I guess parang kunwari Virgo and Capricorn kind of works at a certain level kasi kumbaga may active energy si Capricorn.
Oo, yes.
Parehas passive energies
ito
ang
si Taurus
and Virgo
eh.
Yung isa passive aggressive.
Ayun na nga. Ayun din.
Hindi ko sasabihin kung ano yan basta Virgo siya.
<Uh-oh>. Yung Taurus passive energy, yung Virgo passive aggressive energy.
May subtle hits din.
Well that's true. Why do you think I always get accused of gaslighting? Charot.
Oh my God.
I remember yung last week yung sinabi na parang baka malate sila and stuff. Tapos wag ka daw magagalit, VP. Sabi ko, hindi yan nagagalit. They get passive-aggressive. They don't get mad. They get passive-aggressive.
They get passive-aggressive. Kaya napansin mo, Burn, na nauna kang dumating?
Oo.
Because I really made sure na mauna kayo dumating. Para, you know.
Well, to be fair, I was on time dun sa, ano, sa usapan. So.
Oh. Sa usapan na, yun sa estimate. Kasi, uh-oh, ito, Nikki, ganito yung nangyari. Ah. And for the sake of our listeners, for context, ang usapan was 1:30.
Okay.
But that was the external usapan. We knew na when you say 1:30, dadating yan, 2:30.
Uh-oh.
Dumating sila 2:45, so dumating ako ng 3.
Perfect! Alam mo talaga eh, na-calculate mo na eh, no?
Oo, diba? Na parang, this is gonna last, this is gonna be a while, so.
Let me just chill and not stress about it.
Pero yung initial, ano naman, initial meetup time naman, I was there like an hour before.
Diba? Okay.
So, good for you. At least, di ba, sa ano, katangi-tanging time na lumabas tayo in the last 8 months.
Yeah, I know. 9, actually.
Nine pala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, parang naman siguro, parang anyway, ano, na-hone naman na siguro or masyadong na-excite kasi parang ngayon lang po siya lalabas ulit.
Ngayon ka lang lumagpas ng kanto nyo, di ba?
Correct. Alam mo ba, nawala na yung internet ko, buti na lang na-save ko na yung pages.
Ayan.
Pagtingin ko, ano ko sana, i-click ko yung susunod na link. Pagtingin ko, no internet, yes.
Alam mo, ano, ay sorry, alam mo si VP na lang yung ano, walang tech issues sa atin.
Oo.
Kasi Nikki always loses his internet and I always lose my signal.
Habang nagre-record, grabe.
Oh wait, no, you had GarageBand issues before.
Yeah, I had GarageBand issues.
Yeah.
Although I fixed it na. So, I guess, ano, kailangan ko magka-GarageBand issues ulit. Kasi mula nung nawala yun, hindi technical difficulties eh.
Ano?
Life difficulties. Like, in general, just life became kapalit difficult.
Trade-off, bitch.
Oh, oh.
My God. I'm like, if it's GarageBand versus like life in general, I'd take GarageBand every day.
Oh, naman. Totoo din.
Diba? Just go.
Okay.
Okay, so sige, next. Ito na. Iniikot ko na ang ruleta ng kapalaran at napunta siya sa Sagittarius and Aquarius.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sagi. And isa pa to.
Interesting.
Magkaano din to? No? Magkasunod?
Uh-uh.
Hindi, maganda. Sorry.
May
pagitan sila yung Capricorn. Pero I like the energies of these two kasi Sagittarius loves to experiment and Aquarius always has wild ideas. So, sila yung mga tipong ano, sobrang risk taker, I guess.
Sila yung not in a negative light ha, but sila yung weird couple.
Yeah, like the eccentric. Weird, eccentric, parang bohemian couple that lives in their next door apartment and they have like 8 cats. And
sila yung parang new age energy.
They have 8 cats. Ooh. And an iguana. Tapos lagi silang wala sa bahay.
For some weird reason.
Mm-hmm. Tapos yung ano,
they're just
Tapos yung usual mong naamoy na parang weird incense like frankincense or like marjoram or something. At 3 a.m. sila yun.
Totoo. Sila ano, basically the Sagittarius and Aquarius is like goop personified ganyan. Alam niyo yung goop? Yung kay Gwyneth Paltrow. Diba? Yung they sell lip balms and vibrators and healing crystals.
Yung jade
and vibrators. And they have vibrators with healing crystals. They have like, diba, healing crystals you rub on your vajayjay.
Yes, yun nga, yung jade
so,
egg.
So you yun, yung jade inside. Egg.
Yeah, so you could vibe.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Like, that kind of vibe.
Diba? Ano din si Gwyneth Paltrow din yung nag-ano, yung nagpauso nung steaming nung badge.
Nang what?
Steaming?
Steaming, oo.
As in like tuob, ganyan.
Tuob for the badge.
Like what do you put there, bawang, ganyan.
Vicks.
Hindi naman. Ano lagyan mo ng Vicks. Water lang, saka salt. Oo. Oh my God, minty fresh.
Oo. Kung paano? Clear ng God. Airways.
Ano yung veg mo may sipon?
May colds.
Oo, or like, oh. Diba, if you're a male, try mo din dun sa other hole.
Oo. Pero effective yun, yung steaming, pagka if you have hemorrhoid. So, it dries your hemorrhoid quicker.
Okay, that I get.
But the badge, I'm not sure. Siguro, it feels nice kasi mainit-init and nauusukan siya.
Lagyan mo eucalyptus leaves, tapos oregano, mint, tsaka cayenne.
Oh my God!
Why does it sound like a boiled margarita?
Oh my God!
Actually,
kumukulong mojito.
Actually, para siyang marinade.
Smoked. Ano? Oh my God.
Anyway.
That's Aquarius and Sagittarius.
So, yeah, that's basically that's the Sagittarius-Aquarius relationship.
Oh. Ganun siya ka-weird.
That's it. Like, diba? Ano, the Sagittarius and Aquarius relationship is practically a lip balm for your vibrator that you can both use on your lips and your other lips.
What if like alam mo yung mga iron na may ano may steam.
So do you get
what I'm trying to say?
Girl, I'm
please
not,
don't.
Girl,
please don't try
know.
That.
Oo.
Ang init, no?
Second degree burns yun, Fre. Ben, no. Don't do that.
What if you have a vibrator na may steam?
Yeah, siguro. Like warming or may mild steaming vibrator. Yeah. Then, tapos like, yung gagamitin mo sa kanya ay ano, water-based lip balm slash lube.
Wait lang, sarap ng tawa ko doon na.
Oh my God.
But kasi nga, yung dalawang to, this partnership is, ano, parang labu-labu sila in a sense na there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, yes. because for these diba? Two, there's so much to learn, so much to experience. Ang maganda dito kasi, Aquarians could be the cooler ones, like chill, ganyan, and Sags would be yung mga...
Yung peppy.
Gina G. Yan. Gina G sila. Yan. So parang ang sabi dito.
Goop na goop.
Oo.
My God.
Gusto yun na pa my God na lang si Nikki. No, what I'm trying to say is si Sagittarius would get the Aquarius moving and helps them be in the moment of fun. Ganyan. And ayun, parang si Aquarius iniisip niya pa lang, si Sag ginagawa niya na. Tapos kakalad ka rin niya na si Aquarius. O, diba?
Goop na goop.
Goop? Oh my God.
Gina G.
Gina G.
Literally super fun ng couple and kung emotions good. Medyo doon sila lacking ng onti but who cares, they're all having fun.
Yeah, they're yung sabi nga dito, they're emotionally cut off. So
correct.
Tsaka ano, yung isa sa downside nila would be they're both very opinionated and they have strong opinions about things. So, malamang dun sila magkakabanggaan, most likely.
Yeah. And then, and both signs, they love their independence.
Yes.
Yes.
So, parang, that's where most of the conflict oo comes from. Kasi parang wakang paki sa'yo, wakang paki sa akin. Mm-hmm. E di, okay na tayo, ganun.
Yung mga tipang hindi siya nag-message for like 2 days, so what?
Oo.
E di ako din.
E di ako din, ganyan.
Exactly.
Pero pag ano, pagbalik nila together, ayun, G na G ulit, ganyan.
Correct.
Bakit? Tawa-tawa. Tawa-tawa tayo sa Gina G.
Oo.
Masala naman ito, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Thank you so much for this wonderful joke. Ganyan.
Wala na yung makaka-receive na tayo ng ano, Jade Eggs.
Oo.
What am I gonna do with a jade egg? Is it gonna be a dragon?
Painitan mo din.
Natin sa ano? Oh, lagay natin sa bibig natin for us to shut up.
Oh yeah. Ganda.
Ayan, okay na.
But sige, since I think na describe na natin kung gaano ka weird talaga tong Sagittarius and Aquarius couple.
That's it. Yun na yun.
To close lang. It's parang their ability to both remove their hearts and put their hearts in any situation that can make them work together. Na parang, yes. Do we need to solve this without emotions or do we need to solve this with emotions? Yun yung capability nila as a couple or as a partnership to make the relationship work.
Nice.
Diba? It's that perfect understanding. Taray. Mm-hmm. Kalaib mo yun, something made sense out of that pair.
Oo. Out of them.
May ganap. Oo.
Parang tumawa lang tayo the whole time.
Oo.
Hindi kasi nga, ganun talaga eh.
Ganun talaga sila.
But you know what?
If it's
I'm
actually,
gonna,
ano,
yeah, if I'm, siya. Correct. If I'm gonna see like a Sag Aquarius pairing, I think that would be so fun. Like, gusto mo to maging friends, yung dalawang to.
Yes.
Yeah. Parang, wala, ooh. it's going to be eccentric and weird and just full of life. Ganyan.
Exciting, right?
Oh, oh. Diba?
Oh.
Although, ano yan?
That's my jam. Go.
Ah, yeah. Oh. Oh. But in terms of a love relationship, but you're fun. So, sige.
Correct. Correct.
That would be fun to watch.
Basically, you'd stay together because you're fun at Christmas parties, gano'n.
Yeah.
So, lagi kayo na-invite. Okay, paikutin na natin ang ruleta. Tatlo na lang ang natitira at ang next natin ay, Libra and Pisces.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
At yung palengke, di ba? So,
correct. Huh?
Palengke.
Palengke, kasi titimbangin yung isda.
Oh my God. Hindi ko alam yun.
Masuki. Where do you buy your fish?
sa suki. Hindi, I mean, hindi ko alam na ano, hindi ko alam na Libra and Pisces yung palengke analogy.
Hindi, wala lang. Isip ko lang na kasi timbangan yung isa, isda yung isa. Ano pa yun?
Yun nga, etos nakuha ka agad ni Nikki. I was like, I feel left out.
Talipa pa.
Oo.
Okay.
Sige, anong nyo? Anong findings? Yung findings?
Lord. Lord. Medyo, ang emotions nito, kind of all over the place. Kasi yung isa, hindi niya alam kung may emotions pa siya or kailangan niya bang bigyan ng emotions yung isa. While the other one, ayun, living his dreams, his ideals, and sometimes, hindi niya na napapansin na hindi niya na nabibigyan ng affection yung isa. Ayun.
Aha. So, ano nga, palengke nga. Kumbaga, minsan fresh, minsan hindi.
Oh, minsan bilasa.
Uh-oh.
Ano yung bilasa?
Ano na? Lumipas na siya sa freshness.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It's like when the fish's eyes are red.
Uh-oh.
Tama ba?
So parang,
Yeah.
Hindi siya fresh but hindi.
Hindi pa siya bulok.
Hindi naman siya bulok.
Hindi pa siya bulok. It's going there.
Ah, okay. Uh-oh. Okay, so it's just stale.
Yeah. I think you could say stale, yes.
Dapat lutuin agad.
Okay. Okay. So actually that makes sense because yun nga yung sabi din dito na Libra and Pisces went together in a relationship. Parang you have one that is seeking for balance in life. And you have one that is just lost in a fantasy.
Correct. So, correct.
Diba? Yung isa nabubuhay sa real world, yung isa may sariling world. So, mm-hmm. Paano na, diba? They make greater friends than lovers.
Well, most likely kasi sabi dito, Libra is intrigued by yung imaginative mind ni Pisces and they hang on to every mm-hmm. word. Tapos si Pisces naman, they feel safe in Libra's balance-seeking lifestyle or style in life. Ganyan.
Oh, okay.
So, pero pagdating dun sa, you know, when it comes to romance, medyo, ganun.
Gets. Parang, gusto mo yun, na-gets ko, random moaning sounds. Tapos parang, gets. Yeah. So ano nga to, parang suki at tindera relationship. Yeah. Ganyan.
Oo.
Na parang hindi mo alam kung kailan siya bibili ulit. Tapos hindi mo alam kung mabibigay pa rin ba sa'yo yung best price.
Correct.
True.
Wow, I tried with that analogy. Mm-mm. I really tried.
Totoo din. Kasi nga, ito pa yung sinasabi regarding the Libra and Pisces trust. They will not understand each other well enough to share much trust. So, it's that point na Libra has to be accepted and liked by other people. Will be wrongly interpreted by the Pisces.
Uh-huh.
And for they don't understand how can someone's self-confidence be that low.
True.
So ano nga, parang it's a whatever comes kind of deal.
Yeah.
Tsaka
kasi,
si Libra.
Yeah, tsaka kasi, medyo out there si Libra eh. They're all about connections validating. With other people and validating themselves through that. So si Pisces naman is gonna be very suspicious about it. Like, alam mo yun.
True.
Tapos si Libra din, may rin naman siya na kasi Pisces, the most enigmatic zodiac sign and they have more personalities than a Gemini. To be honest. And they do wear many masks. And parang si Libra naman medyo na off siya minsan na parang iba na naman yung kausap niya. Ganyan. Na parang, who the fuck are you really? Diba? Ganyan.
And siguro if you're a Pisces and you're wearing a certain mask that day, i-physicalize mo, like really wear a certain mask.
What is this mask? It's introvert mask. I don't want to talk to anyone today.
I don't want to talk to anyone today, so I'm wearing my mint and oatmeal mask.
Ay, so shy. Resting bitch face.
Uh-oh. Tapos, pag happy-happy siya, it's the lemon extract.
Oh, perfect. Ang ganda.
Naging skincare
bigla. It's full of zest.
Uh-oh. Ang bango-bango niya. Uh-oh.
Totoo. Diba? Perfect. So baka... That might make it work for them.
It might, yeah. It might. may potential naman sila if they're more like open to each other about what they really are, who they really are, what they're really feeling, ganyan.
Mm.
But yun.
Yan. So sa mga Pisces dyan who's in a Pisces-Libra relationship, check nyo na yung Innisfree. O kaya for more masks, ganyan.
Innisfree, diba? Oh my God. Yung volcanic clay mask. Yes, that
diba?
One. That one's good.
So, para ano?
Or so lush.
Para hindi rin sila mainis, diba?
Oo.
Because it's Innisfree.
Tanggal Innisfree. Diba? Ganda. Ganda. Nag-gets ko yun.
Ang galing mo doon.
Oo.
Thank you so much kay Dax, sa kanya galing yung joke na yun nung nandirpakan ko.
Grabe, kung gano'ng kasabaw yung episode na to, ganun din tayo kasabaw sa episode na to. Exactly. Ano?
Yeah, I mean, it all relies on us anyway. So,
so wala kayong magagawa. Just continue playing and listening. Okay, last two signs.
I'm so sorry. Wala siya masyadong
mababa.
Redeeming factor.
Walang redeeming factor.
So parang if you're in this relationship, I guess to make it work, bili na lang talaga kayo ng masks. Diba? Nag-gets nyo na yung isa't isa, gumanda pa yung skin nyo.
Exactly.
Diba?
Or bumili kayo ng actual face masks dahil may pandemic pa rin po ngayon. So,
yes.
Don't forget to wear that when you're going out because it's one of the most basic protections.
Okay and, na yung, ano, yung face shield eh. Basta wag lang mask. Huwag nyo kakalimutan talaga yung mask.
Totoo.
The face shield is ano pa, forgivable.
True.
And but the mask is essential.
Yeah, speaking of that, gusto nyo bang gumawa kami ng face mask na merch?
Oo nga, no?
Oo nga.
If you want that, like, tweet us at Chaastrology and gagawa namin ng paraan yan, face mask as merch.
Kami mismo yung magtatahe. Joke lang. Wala kaming time.
Ito na nga ako, nagtatrabaho habang nagre-record. Tapos gusto mo tayo yung magtahi ng face mask.
Ako din, nagtatrabaho habang nagre-record.
Diba kakatapos ko lang ng 8-hour shift?
Diba? Oo, na. Si Nikki. Kakatapos lang. Gusto mo pang gawin talaga yun.
Hand-sewn.
Habang nasa meeting, no, nakikita nagaganchilyo.
Nagaganchilyo or nag-ano, nag
anong ginagawa mo? Kasi merong 50 orders eh. So, kailangan ko kabulin yung...
Parang, I'm sorry. May kota, may kota.
Oo, isa-silk screen ko pa ito mamaya ng logo namin.
Ang ganda. Nagsisilk screen.
May burda na may silk screen pa. Perfect. Oy, the craftsmanship.
Diba? Also, ano pala, Nikki, sinabi ko to kay Bern nung Friday. Speaking of masks and face shields, sabi kasi ni Bern, gusto niya nung parang ano, yung pabilog, yung medyo bubbly na face shield, yung mukhang Daft Punk.
Ay, ang ganda!
Diba? Sabi ko, ako ayoko nun kasi sa akin mukha siyang aquarium na parang mukha na nga akong isda. Lalagay mo pa ako sa fishbowl. So, paano na, diba?
Sabi ko nga, lalagay ko siya ng mga bola pag nagsuot siya ng ganun para pwede mong bunutin.
May fishbowl.
Oo.
Diba?
Fishbowl.
Literal na fishbowl.
Mukha akong isda sa fishbowl.
Tapos sabi ni Ezra, kamukha niya yung character dun sa Chicken Little, yung fish na may,
na may helmet na aquarium.
I love it.
Diba?
Ang ganda.
Kaya you will never see me wear that kind of fish
shield. I would totally buy one for you, balaka.
Just to see it happen. No?
Just for the heck of it. I don't care if you don't ever wear it. Gusto ko lang once. Try mo siya.
Just okay, to spite me. Natin, it's okay, makita lang natin na once ang ginamit ni V. Okay.
Sige. But anyway, ayan, sige. Ipinaikot ko na ang ruleta ng kapalaran at lumapag siya sa Scorpio and Capricorn.
Ayan.
So, this is the part when I say I don't want it. Charot. Yes, Ariana Grande.
Wait, sabi dito sa Scorpio and Capricorn, they are soulful lovers. Once they prove each other worthy of each other. Kasi both of them are demanding. So yeah, mataas ang standards from the get-go. So, di ba?
Okay.
Ayun, parang, which makes it better for the first dates daw to be put out there as casual. Tapos may screening process sila pareho. So basically, kapag nag-date ang dalawang to, it's more like a job interview instead of... Actual dinner.
What can you bring to the table? Mm-mm. Yan.
Yung mga si, not literally.
Si Capricorn would be parang, okay, so where do you work? How much are you making?
What's your edge?
Mm-mm. Tapos si Scorpio naman parang, what do you think of this kind of idea? Like, what if someone cheated on you? Ganyan, yung mga ganung levels ng tango.
Oh, ganun.
Oh my God. Oo.
Kumbaga, like, initial see... questions si Capricorn, tapos Enneagram si Scorpio.
Or meron yung mga tipong ano, do you see yourself in this relationship in the next 5 years?
Oo, yung mga ganyan.
Ganda.
Do you see yourself like a leader or more like a follower? Mga ganun.
Oo. Oh my God.
How's the compensation?
In fairness, yeah.
Pero ano
yan? Kasi parehas na ano to eh, na bossy.
Diba? Parang Scorpio is all about control. Capricorn is all about control. Scorpio is about power. Capricorn is all about power then. Pero they have like different methods and ways of getting that. So yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero once naman daw na they pass the screening process, they could, you know, get into the more or better areas of each other naman na. Physically and
ano
mentally.
Ooh. And sabi din dito actually na parang they may not be the most romantic pairing in the zodiac, but when it comes to their business,
oh yeah,
and their relationship, parang it's ano daw, it's parang it's an elegant and romantic and well-planned night of romance.
Ah.
Oh. I guess sila ano, sila yung couple talaga na naka Google Calendar lahat ng gagawin nila sa date.
Because procedural si Capricorn.
Mm-mm.
Yung mga
tapos Scorpio really needs confirmation or affirmation.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Are we pushing diba? Can you update me after an hour, Maggie?
Can you respond yes dun sa Google invite, calendar invite that I sent you? Tapos parang, sige, the sex round 2 is okay kung maybe lang. I mean, we'll play it by ear. But yung round 1, is that a yes or a no?
Oh my God. Pero yun nga, parang when they find, they can find a deep intimacy on some levels as they progress with the relationship. Tapos pareho silang sensual, receptive, and affectionate, tsaka deeply loyal pareho.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Ayan din yung isa pang pinaka-common sa kanila is that they trust each other daw.
Once there's a sign they pass the screening.
That yun nga yung standards. Yeah. If there's a sign daw that Scorpio can trust, it is the sign of Capricorn. So even though Capricorn representatives don't have to be that honest at all, their relationship with this direct and honest partner will make them feel like they should be as honest as possible too. So it's really just setting the standards very, very high that wala nang flaws, parang ganun.
Ay, oh my God, alam ko na kung sino sila.
Ay, oh.
Sino?
Si Hades and Persephone.
Ay!
Oh!
Oh my God, yes.
Diba?
It is...
Hades is the Scorpio. It is, Persephone is the Capricorn.
And it is like an eternal job interview.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Pagalingan sila.
Mm-mm.
But they stay together, diba?
Oo. Kahit nag-aaway sa... And yung away nila... It brings winters. Malamig ang away nila.
Oo.
Yes.
Diba? So, intense din yung away nila pero they're spending the eternity together. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sana minsan mag-away sila kapag ano no, kapag summer.
Summer. Oh, oh,
para lumamig. Oo.
Para lumamig-lamig ng konti.
Para, siguro pag may one day in summer na biglang, uy, ba't ang lamig? Siguro may nag-aaway na Scorpio at Capricorn.
Uh-oh, parang let's go Scorpio Capricorn, bring us to the 7th level of hell.
Mag-away muna kayo for the meantime para lang lumamig. Ayun gusto pa, namin ano? Also ano yung nakita ko rin, they also love dark humor. Both of them love dark humor.
Yes.
Like morbid. grotesque, they love that.
Ito yung mga ito yung mga tipo ng humor na you won't post on Twitter because you will be canceled.
You will get canceled
for sure.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But they enjoy
it. You will get canceled.
Mm-hmm. Ito yung pang group chat kind of humor.
Yes. Ano lang to, internal lang to, ganyan.
Uh-oh. Diba? Wag niyong isisisi sa client, ganyan.
Correct.
Pang company call tree lang.
Oh,
my God.
But actually, yes, to close this pairing, tama yung sinabi ni Nikki kasi their determination or their love for their shared ideals, which is sometimes not or sometimes opposed to the normal or the standard, that's what brings them closer together.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's their dark humor, ganyan.
True. Tsaka I think they could work if they learn to get over their power struggle and learn to share power.
Instead of, taking it from one other.
Mm-mm. Like, diba? Hades Persephone, come on, you both rule hell.
Oh.
I mean, the underworld, hell. Underworld.
I mean, the underworld. Once, one's the CEO, but the other's the president. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be like in one person.
Like they both own the company, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yung isa yung chairman ng board, yung isa yung CEO.
Mm-hmm. O kaya yung isa chairman emeritus.
I'm cute. May emeritus pa. I love that.
Pero yun, yes.
Diba? So, yun naman. It's malabo, but not so labo. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Basta yun. So, that brings us to our last pair. Hindi ko na papaikutin yung ruleta, di ba? Kasi last na nga siya.
Lang.
Sige, try mo na rin. Para fun.
Scorpio Capricorn ulit yung lumabas.
So, going
hindi pa
back.
Hindi sa selection.
De, charot lang. Game na tayo sa Gemini and Leo, syempre. And, nakita niyo ba yung Google Sheet? Nakita niyo yung ginagawa ko sa Google Sheet? Or hindi na kayo naka-open?
I can see.
Naka-open ako.
Okay. Nakita niyo bang iba-iba
na, yung kulay? Magkakaiba yung kulay ng highlight mo.
Oo.
Kasi any astrology episode.
Oo. Halo-halo kasi. So yan. Sige.
Oo. Iba-ibahin natin. Diba? Parang actually, that's similar to a Gemini-Leo compatibility or relationship.
Oh, I kasi love
theirs
this.
Theirs is the colorful, optimistic, parang playful, high-spirited, yes, let's go Thesaurus kind of relationship.
Honey, this is a noontime show.
The good
production
kind.
Production value, yes.
Because they're both the most playful signs in the zodiac. They both enjoy social stuff. And they like to be seen in all the right places, both of them. And they love attention. Pareho sila.
So, actually, kasi you have a pair that both likes to analyze things. Tapos, yung isa analyzes things more intellectually, while the other one analyzes things more emotionally. Diba, your Gemini is yung nga, ang dami iniisip lagi. So, laging may siya. May aga beautiful mind moment siya ganyan. Tapos si Leo yung nagfe-physicalize noon na parang yung imagination niya sumasabog na lang na parang the whole world is in a music video or something.
Yeah.
Ay, ang ganda. So, oo nga.
I think labo-labo sila in that sense na parang so ano na, 'di ba? Parang pag tinanong mo sila, "San tayo magki-Christmas party?" They go like to a two-hour rant about the places they don't like.
Oo, tapos ang ending nila no valley.
Yes. or like some restaurant they've been on before.
Mm-mm. Pero yun nga, parang when they're together, it's more like an entire theater. They love to date big. Yun nga, sabi mo, they love theme parties, unusual outings, ganyan, keme-keme. Pero, ang magiging parang challenge sa kanila kasi sometimes Gemini could be very detached. Meanwhile, si Leo naman is an all or nothing person. So parang, kung minsan casual
walang,
lang.
Walang, ano.
Oo, like minsan si Gemini would take it casually, pero si Leo is deadly serious na pala. What they're pertaining to, ganyan, diba? Especially na may underlying insecurity issues din si Leo. So, yeah.
Kaya nga, diba, they overcompensate.
Yeah, and most likely kapag lumabas na yon and Gemini would be like, I don't have time for this.
Ayun. Pero in fairness talaga, maganda yung match nila with regards to their values. Mm-hmm. Kasi they both value intelligence and clarity. And as two signs ruled by planets in charge for our mental, rational behavior, they will meet each other's needs perfectly. Gemini mm-hmm. values the independence of their partner and their own freedom, and this is exactly what Leos will give them. On the other hand, Leos always values their partner's inner child, and this is exactly what they will get in their Gemini.
Because they are children. The we are children.
Ayun. Fairness. Super compatible and complementary?
Most likely, yes. Sila yung ano yun, yung fun at parties.
Ito din. Aside from Aquarius and Sagittarius. Ay, parehas din silang air and fire, that's why.
Ah, kaya.
My God.
That makes sense.
Because you have like...
The other parang, one is also air and fire. Oh my God.
Yung ano lang sa kanila, kumbaga parang the only thing about them or the Leo and Gemini pairing is that sobrang lakas ng energy nila, and when you combine it together, people kind of parang they taken fail to analyze. They're taken aback. Kasi parang ano meron sa dalawang to, ganyan. But,
or maybe, diba? Yeah, or maybe when you're like an onlooker, like an outsider in the relationship, you would just say, nakakapagod.
True.
But what they don't see is that that relationship is just full of weekends sleeping in.
Yes.
And not doing anything. Mm. Ayan. But yeah, ano naman? I mean, it parang on the surface medyo okay siya tignan. Mm-hmm. Under that, parang Gemini and Leo kind of have their troubles then, because yes. They have a lot
issues,
of their issues and their differences. But parang what can make them work as a couple pa rin is yung ano nila, it's their optimism and their parang eagerness to explore. Diba? Kahit magkaibang aspeto yun, that's what drives them personally, and I guess yun yung nagda-drive din sa kanila as a pair.
Correct. Tsaka may isang tendency din daw sila, because they're both flirty signs. And ang sabi dito, like for a long-term relationship to work, they would have to curb the tendency to cultivate side dishes alongside the main meal.
Okay.
Exactly.
They provide the kimchi in your samgyupsal.
Like, sila na yun. Dapat sila na yun.
Sila na mag-provide dun sa isa't isa. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oo. Diba? So, well, ayun. So, at least we ended like on a very happy note, kasi we started na parang,
Yung sunod din na medyo, tapos it build up naman na maganda, in fairness.
Actually, kasi yung opening natin very Adachi eh. Sorry, imagine. Dapat yung ano nun, yung title nun, hindi 30 years of virginity can make you a wizard eh.
Ano eh?
Parang ano? 30 different ways to say eh?
Kasi Adachi lang lahat. Eh.
Alam mo sobrang ano, wait. I haven't followed the episodes yet. Pero andun pa rin ba yung ability niya to listen or to hear? Okay, ang question ko lang dun is, so when he turned 30 and he's still a virgin and he became a wizard, wala na siya ibang powers?
Wala.
Like honeycomb ako yun, I would fucking explore it.
Na parang maybe there's something more.
What else can I do? Can I throw a fireball? Can I freeze?
The elements.
Para mas bumigat yung choice niya na parang ano, parang so should I stay a virgin forever or do I give this up?
Diba?
Oh, actually, ang gandang topic niyan.
Alam mo yung pag-usapan niyo yung sa shippers.
Oo nga, eh. Nagiging the shippers na dun siya.
Correct. May alternate universe na agad yung cherry magic.
Oo.
Diba? Ganda.
Ano care na, of, naging shonen.
Care of astrology.
Astrology. Labo.
Shipstrology. Gusto ko yan.
Ay,
let's make that happen soon.
Naku, yes. Collab na to, collab.
Oo nga, correct, eh, di ba? Saka ano, syempre shout out dun sa mga bago nating podsibs.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So,
di ba? Welcome, welcome to the Cutprint Podcast Network. Wow!
Yeah!
Ano, soon to collab natin, nandyan si Coping with Carissa.
Carita.
Or Verbing. Verbing.
Verbing. Well, verb plus ING uh-oh with Carissa.
Correct. Camping.
Letter. Brought to you by the letter C.
Tsaka andyan din ang The Kimbap Show.
Yes, yes! Finally!
Finally! Yes. Sa mga yes, K-pop fans natin dyan. Podsibs na po natin ng K-pop show. At yung tatlong podcast ni VP. Ay, yung dalawa pala.
Ang dami!
The other two.
Oo, woe or no.
The other two shows. Yes, woe or no. Kung gusto niyong malaman kung woe-worthy ba ang isang bagay or hindi bago nyo itry.
Mm-hmm.
At the shippers dyan sa mga mahilig mang ship. Jan, we talk about boats and yachts.
Correct.
Freight.
Ito na naman tayo sa
cargo.
Anchors. Ito na naman tayo sa bad description ng podcast.
Describe your podcast badly.
Yung pa rin tayo. Yung pa rin tayo.
Still, signature pa rin natin.
Ayan, tapos, but anyway, we're gonna be having or we're gonna be expecting a lot more new shows coming in siguro by this month or next year, January 2021. So,
just,
so abangan po ninyo yan.
Lalaki pa ang ating podmilya.
We're like super plantitos and plantitas and everything is growing.
Yeah. So happy. Right.
I do have that.
So anyway,
it's my
oh, yeah, you do.
It's my weird gift.
Magaling magpadami ng plant si Ate Bird.
Yeah, like
yung rubber tree mo, ano na?
Nahiya ako, so I'm just gonna buy. Ayoko na lang siyang nakawin dun sa court. Kasi feeling ko may-ari eh. Feeling ko talaga. Like, no one leaves a rubber tree, like, just right there. So feeling
they could have just,
diba?
They forgot, ganun.
So, wag na, bibili na lang ako.
Yun. So, sige, anyway, ayan. Thank you sa mga updates din to our lives.
Yeah.
Yes! At marami pa tayong ganyan na coming soon. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of Cha Astrology the Podcast. Any na lang, but it's time to say bye-bye and we'll hear you again on the next one. Maraming salamat. This has been your Cha Astrologer na Virgo na si VP na nagsasabing, goop ka na ba? Goop na!
Oh my God.
Wala tuloy yung sasabihin ko.
Ako din yun. Pumalik na naman tayo kay ate mong binet.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. And this has been your Cha Astrologer na Scorpion nagsasabing, again, hindi lang din kimchi ang side dish, meron din dyan pickled onions, pickled garlic, pickled seaweeds, but you still have your samgyupsal as your meat dish. Diba?
Yes! Diba? Explore!
Sure. I love yung ano, yung potato thing.
Oh yeah,
sarap
nun.
Yung
sauce nun, hindi ko alam kung sauce ba siya or like glaze, whatever. Pero sobrang sarap nun. Tapos ginagamit ko siya dun sa mismong meat. Because I don't know, it's so good. And anyway, this is your Cha Astrologer. This has been your Cha Astrologer Gemini na si Bern na walang sasabihin kasi wala akong nagawa. Nakalimutan ko eh. Wala na.
Goop na goop ka na ba?
Do not steam your veg.
Don't steam your your private.
Don't cook the insides, honey.
No.
No, don't do that. Bye.
Bye.